From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced new economic sanctions Sunday related to Syria's chemical weapons production.
So you will see that Russian sanctions will be coming down, and they will go directly to any sort of companies that were dealing with equipment related to Assad and chemical weapons use. And so I think everyone is going to feel it at this point. I think everyone knows that we sent a strong message, and our hope is that they listen to it.
Haley said the sanctions are meant to send a message to Moscow, which she said blocked previous UN efforts to investigate past uses of chemical weapons. But Washington Institute for Near East Policy distinguished scholar James Jeffries said such sanctions will likely do little to damage Russia.
90% of our sanctions of this sort are essentially of little relevance. Russia is not, other than weapons and oil and gas sales, particularly integrated into the world economy. Who would that touch? Probably almost no one.
The U.S., Britain, and France launched more than 100 missiles early Saturday, targeting three chemical weapons facilities in Syria. In a Sunday interview, French President Emmanuel Macron said it was not an act of war, but retaliation for violating international law. Syria denies having chemical weapons and denounced Saturday's strike as an act of aggression. Meanwhile, inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons launched their investigation into the suspected chemical weapons attack in Douma April 7th that killed more than 40 people. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari will meet his American counterpart Donald Trump at the White House April 30th. A statement said they'll discuss their strategic partnership and advance shared priorities, including growth, reform, building democracy, and peace and security. The 75-year-old Mr. Buhari last week announced his intention to seek re-election in elections scheduled next year. This is VOA News.